أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره وأؤمن به جل وعلا ولا أكفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. قل ان صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له، وبذلك امرت انا والمسلمون. اما بعد، ايها المسلمون، ايها المؤمنون، ايها المصلون، ايها الصائمون، أوصيكم وإياي بتقوى الله عز وجل في السر وفي العلانية، في السراء وفي الضراء، لأن تقوى الله هي المخافة من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والرضا بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it's not easy to give Friday khutbah. It's easy to give a lecture, but when one has to give khutbah, has to be very careful. What to speak, when to speak, when to finish, and what topic to choose. Of course, there are so many topics to talk about, and therefore it's not easy in one khutbah to cover all the topics. Fiqh al-sa'ah, whatever is going on in the whole world, one has to select something about it. But in order not to keep you 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, we'll do our best, inshallah, to talk about Ramadan. And since we are in the first 10 days of Ramadan, أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وأخره عتق من النار. The first 10 days of Ramadan is the mercy of Allah. And Allah selected 99 beautiful names. Within that, those names, Allah selected Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim to say Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Why not to say Bismillah Al-Azim Al-Jabbar Al-Murtaqib? Scary. He said, I don't want to scare you, I want to scare only the tyrant dictators, but not those honest, sincere like yourself. And even Fatiha, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Why two names complemented to each other? Rahman means maximum. It accommodates anything and everything in the whole world. Rahim, it will never stop, it will continue. Think it over whenever you make rahmah on other people, not only today and then stop it tomorrow, never will stop anything, and you continue mimic Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awaluhu rahmah, even 99 names of Ar-Rahman have been, or rahmah has been saved till the day of judgment, and only 1% has been given on this planet earth from the day of Adam till the day of judgment. Whenever you have rahmah, that is part of 1% of rahmah of Allah. When animals have rahmah on each other, that is rahmah also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think it over how much we should have rahmah towards each other, and especially those who are homeless, shelterless, jobless and whatnot. How we are going to have rahmah toward each other. Awaluhu rahmah. No one will enter Jannah without the rahmah of Allah. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even he himself, he will never enter Jannah without the rahmah of Allah. So, let us mimic one of those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first 10 days of Ramadan are rahmah. Second 10 days, maghfirah, forgiveness. How can Allah forgive me if I don't forgive you? If I do something bad to you, I come to you and say, please forgive me. You say, no. Don't forgive me. But I go and plead my case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you want Allah to forgive you for your mistake? Oh, I didn't do any mistake. I said, every human being is liable to make mistakes. Nobody can tell I didn't make any single mistake. There are so many mistakes that we are committing and we don't realize them, unfortunately. And therefore, the maqfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless and until I forgive other people, then Allah will forgive me. If I don't forgive anybody, Allah will never forgive me. Think it over. How many people might have done something bad to you? Would you forgive them? Yes. Why not? If they are Muslims, yes. Even if they are non-Muslims, I will forgive them. because I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment to forgive me. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. So when Jahil communicate with you, please don't argue with Jahil. Otherwise you elate that Jahil to your level, you degrade yourself to his level. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ghafoor raheem, and we should have the maghfirah for each one of us. And never ever I should suspect anybody. God forbid if I point my finger against you, look at me, three fingers against me. I should suspect myself three times before I suspect anybody. When we were children and teenagers, our teachers used to tell us, never ever suspect anybody, suspect yourself three times before you suspect anybody, number one. Number two, whenever you look at any human being, say, they are better than me. Better than me in any case, and every case they are better than me. Therefore, I want to see what is good in you, what is good in you, what is good in you, in order to mimic it and improve myself. أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وأثره عتق من النار. The last 10 days of Ramadan, liberation from hell. What? Hell? Nar? Yes. Everybody has to go toward hell. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَّقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Everyone in the day of judgment has to go to the door of hell. Really? Yes. What to do? He said the angels are waiting at the door. If they see your book in your right hand, they'll guide you and say, you, how come you are late? We are waiting for you. We prepared already Jannah for you. Come here. They open the door of Jannah and you go there with smiling faces. أهلاً وسهلاً بكم ومرحباً. And, but God forbid, if that person has his book in his left hand, لا حول ولا قوة. Slash him. Blindfold him. He'll become blind. And they will put a chain in his neck. 70 yards in his neck and blindfolded and then push him into hell. What is inside the hell? Mountains and valleys and whatnot. He will be rolling down, down, down on the mountain to the valley. And 70 yards are over and over. But look and ask yourself, I should be, Ya Allah, in the right hand in the dozen, or not in the left. But how about if it is 50-50? What will happen to you? The angel will look at you. 50-50? Stay. 1 year, 2 years, 1,000, whatnot. On your knees and crying, crying. I wish I did something. When I'm alive on this planet Earth, Allah tells you, I created you. I made you to live 40 years and above. And you are still not earning what you want. حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. If you reach the age of 40, that is the age of the strength in medical and in metabolism, that is the strength of metabolism in your body. After 40 years, your metabolism will come down, down, down. Which means you should never eat as much as before. You should not sit down as much as before. Activate yourself and come to the masjid and pray and then read Quran and move forward. 40 سنة. How about if you end up 50-50? No Jannah, no Nar. Crying, crying, crying. It was reported hadith in the Day of Judgment, two friends cross each other. One is going to Jannah, one is going to hell. How come you are going to hell? I have 49 good things. 49, how about you? 51. So 51 you go to Jannah, 49 I go to hell. La hawla wa la quwwata. Why? He said, I have only 49% of my life good deeds and 51 bad things. Don't you remember one time you were suffering from sunstroke and meningitis? I brought you a cup of water. You felt happy, yes. You tell me yes. Would you kindly do me a favor? I'm just pointing fingers. 51%, 49%.
Give me one.
Would you give me 1%? Then I'll be 50, you'll be 50. You know what does this mean? Neither Jannah nor hell. Out of respect, he said, I will ask Allah to give you 1%. You go to Allah, you say, Allah, Fulani, Fulani, it was my good friend. I was suffering from sunstroke and meningitis. Nobody helped me, he helped me, and whatnot. Would you kindly, Allah, give him 1% from me? This means that you will be 50, I'll be 50. No Jannah, no not. He said, yes. Ya Allah, you ask Allah, Allah will tell you, I am Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. You learn from me how to be merciful, inshallah, both of you go to Jannah.
MashaAllah.
This means that I want every one of us to think of yourself, what things I should do before I die. What favor I should do. I don't know, each one has different capacity. Just to smile. وَابْتِسَامُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَةً. Just to smile in the face of another person is sadaqa. It takes one muscle to smile. It takes 27 muscles to frown. عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known all his life smiling, smiling, smiling. One moment of his life he did not smile. What did Allah tell him? عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ. So please, please, whenever you see somebody smile in their face, even if you don't know them, say salamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. And by smiling, they feel relaxed. Therefore, maghfirah wa afkum min al-nar in the day of judgment. Much more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Therefore, the benefit of siyam is taqwa. And I told you at the beginning of the khutbah, taqwa is mahafan wa jaleel, amal bi shandir, ridha bi qareeb, istadal bi yawm rahim. Taqwa. Now there are two types of fasting and three levels of fasting. Think it over. Two types of fasting. One type of fasting that we are doing it, abstain from food and liquid and whatever, will come to it in a minute. The other type of fasting, I zip my tongue, I don't talk, I'm fasting. No talking. 3 days? 3 days no talking. If somebody look at you, want to talk? Zakariya alayhi salam was 90 years old. His wife was 80 years old. No children. Ya Allah, you selected me to be a prophet. How can I deliver the message before I die? I wish I have Zuriya. Allah told him, don't worry. Tonight your wife is going to be pregnant. What? 80 years old. Now she is going to be pregnant and she is going to have a baby boy. Never ever in the history any name was named like him, Yahya alayhi salam. Ya Allah, what should I do? People are going to suspect me. He said, you have to zip your tongue. Don't talk for 3 days and 3 nights and only zikrillah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. For 3 days, no talking to anybody except zikrillah. Siyam. Siyam from talking. Maryam alayhi salam, mother of Jesus, she got pregnant, she didn't have any relation with any man. How? People are going to accuse me. Allah told her, don't worry, zip your tongue, point your finger toward your baby. 1 hour was born, he will speak to everybody. When she came, everybody suspected her. She met Suyan from talking, and she pointed her finger toward her baby, Isa alayhi salam, so he spoke all the time. So this is one variety of siyam. When somebody is going to talk to you negatively, shouting at you, yelling at you, don't talk at all. وَإِذَا خَطَبَهُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامٌ. Leave me alone. The other siyam that we are doing it, there are 3 levels. Each one of us should think, which level are you now? Siyam al-umum, abstain from food and liquid. Oh, anybody can do it. Even animals can have siyam. Even Christians and Jews, even non-Muslim, anybody, give them $10, tell them, I want you to train yourself. I used to tell my students in the medical school when I was teaching, go ahead and fast once every week and see how you improve yourself for the final exam. Then you read the exam, then you're smart, and then you know how to answer. They tried it, non-Muslim, and they benefit from it. Once a week, that's it. I want you to be a good student, they are non-Muslim. But as a Muslim, I have to show them indirectly.
Therefore, level 1 is from food and liquid. Level number 2, Siyam al-Khusus, and I hope everybody tonight will be in that. Khusus, when you control your five senses. No looking at haram. Who knows that you are looking at haram or not? Nobody. You are the one who knows whether you are looking at haram or not haram. No listening to haram, music or whatnot. No F word and filthy dirty word. And no touching any haram. And no going to any place of haram, dancing parties or whatnot. Therefore, if you want to elate yourself and be Siyam al-Khusus, think of yourself how to control your five senses. Nobody knows. Nobody knows, and nobody should know, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as much as I was saying at the beginning, I should not suspect anybody. How can I suspect you? I should know you are looking at haram. How do I know? I don't know anybody. And I have no right even to suspect anybody as much as I suspect myself. So, Siyam al-Khusus, how to control your five senses. Otherwise, you get zero from Siyam. Siyam al-Umum, zero. How often Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, how often a Muslim is fasting and he gets nothing out of his fasting. Making Salat al-Tarawih and get nothing because his intention was not right. And his activity is not right. And can you imagine? One time I had a small book of another friend of mine. The title of the book in Arabic, A'ala al-Khamri Uftar. Is it true that I break my fast with alcohol? He was flying in the plane and we saw another person, young gentleman, fasting in the month of Ramadan. And he didn't want to break his fast. At the time of Maghrib, he asked his stewardess, now I can break my fast. What do you want? Alcohol. And he drank alcohol. The scholar who wrote that book was shocked to death. A'ala al-Khamri Uftar, do you want me to break my fast with alcohol? What type of Muslim are you? Where in the world you have trained yourself that fasting umum? Where is the khusus? Khusus is to control our five senses, not to do anything which is wrong. And nobody knows anything that you are doing. Like now, we came to the masjid. Did we come for the love of Allah or for something else? Nobody knows, except each one of us. And nobody should suspect anybody whether we came. Did you come here because we are American citizens? No. Did you come here because we are Shafi, Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali? No. Did we come here because we are Sunni or Shia? No. We came here because we are Muslim first, Muslim last, Muslim forever. When people ask me from where you are, I said I am from Islamistan. Say what? You never from Islamistan. I said Islamistan, you are Muslim, I am Muslim, therefore all of us want to practice teaching. But from where did you come first? I said first I came from Qabristan. What is Qabristan? From Qabr. What is Qabr? مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً. Everybody came from Qabr, from underground. Don't brag about yourself. I am PhD, I am medical doctor, I am a lawyer, I am a judge, I am a king. I say, even king of the kings. Let Malak al-Maut, the angel of death, when he comes to you, tell him I am king of the kings. He slap you and slap you and slap you. And he keeps you and he requests Allah, please Allah send me more soldiers from hell to beat him. Eric Sharon, for the last 4 or 5 years, he's still in the hospital and the angels are beating him because what he did against Palestinian and the other country. And therefore, don't brag about yourself, otherwise you'll be struck with sickness and disease, or Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease. Can you imagine those struck with Alzheimer's? I used to work in a hospital, mentally hospital in Chicago suburb, and 4,700 American citizens living in the hospital, and 20,000 go back and forth, and we were making research on their brain, why they are schizophrenic. Why they have anything in their central nervous system make them bipolar. So, a schizophrenic person, God forbid, what's your name? You tell me, Salaamu Alaikum. I'm asking you your name. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. He thinks I'm talking something. My love for all of you is to see how we should control our five senses to get credit. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts Ramadan with iman and expecting Allah to credit you, Allah will give you forgiveness. The third level, think it over, you'll get A++ from fasting and from anything else. That third level, khusus or khusus, is the select of the elite. What does it mean? You have to control your inner intention. Inner intention, nobody should know about your inner intention except you and Allah. Maybe the angels on our shoulder, كرام الكاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون, they will record your inner intention and you will see it in the Day of Judgment, whether your inner intention was for the love of Allah or for any worldly affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demanded from us to leave our job and come for Salah Jumu'ah. Can you come a little bit further? Forward, because people are squeezed in the back. The intention, nobody knows it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inasmuch as I said, did we come here for any reason? Nobody knows except Allah and you. And Allah demanded from us throughout the whole year, not only Ramadan, the whole year, Friday, Jumu'ah, Allah selected it to be a sacred day, a very beautiful day. Allah created Adam on Friday, made him enter Jannah on Friday, brought him on this planet Earth Friday, and died on Friday. So, big deal. No. If and when, take it seriously, if and when the Day of Judgment is going to take place and the whole planet Earth is going to be ruined upside down, it will be Friday. For that reason, every week on Thursday, everything in the whole universe say, Ya Allah, Salam, Salam, Ya Allah, please don't live. Let us live longer. And we should say the same thing, Ya Allah, don't make Day of Judgment and the Earth is going to be collapsed. Mountains, valleys, everything is for collapsing on Friday. Doors of heaven are open, as Allah has been accepted. Amen. And nice it be on Friday.
Amen.
And Allah demanded from all of us to leave our job and come to Salatul Jumu'ah. And Allah selected one chapter in the Quran, one surah in the Quran, Surah Al Jumu'ah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. رش 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 to ذكر الله, صلاة جمعة خطبة ذكر الله, وذروا البيع. Allah did not say وذروا الشراء. He did not say don't buy. He said don't sell and don't earn any dollar. My love for all of you, if you want to please Allah throughout the whole year, try your best to come before the khutbah starts. Because the angels will stand at the door before the khutbah and welcoming whoever comes before the khutbah. When the khatib stands, it's not me, any khatib will stand and start, then they close the books. You'll get your credit, but you don't get extra credit. For that reason he said, don't even sell and don't earn money. In one country, overseas, I saw Muslims are coming. Where are the sisters? No sisters. How come? They left their wives in their stores to run the business. And they told me, we left our wives in the store. I'm coming here, I came to the Salat. I said, Allah is telling you and your wife, everybody should leave the job, don't earn. How could you dare cheating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making sure that I want to earn money through my wife, not through me? I said, إِنَّ مَثَلَكُمْ كَمَثَلِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Your similitude is like Bani Israel when Allah told them, don't fish on Saturday. They brought the, and they put them on Friday night and collecting them. this confession on something. I said, this is cheating. We have to be honest with Allah. Therefore, the highest level is my inner intention that I have to do salat and come to the masjid early in order. Now, we came, alhamdulillah. Allah will bless you, us inshaAllah.
Amen.
And I really, from the bottom of my heart, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will give you credit, all of you.
Thank you. Jazakallah khair.
That we are Muslim first, last, and forever. And we are from Islamistan, and we are from Kabristan. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. My love for all of you, few more ideas I have to share with you. What should we do now in Ramadan? Nothing? Fasting. And that is between you and Allah. How about between you and us? Between you and Allah, fasting, reading Quran by yourself. Every one of us should learn how to read Quran. I'm not an Arab. I say, I'm not American. I'm a Muslim. And we learned language of the Quran long time ago. But now in America, I'm giving you the khutbah in English. Is this right? Maybe. All of us should give the language of the Quran that Allah has selected for all of us. All of you immigrants, English is not your mother tongue. Either Arabic, or Urdu, or Pashto, or Hindu, whatever language, or French, or whatever if you are. But here in America now, we are not to be proud, I am this, I am that. I have to learn how to read Quran, and if you want Allah to talk to you, take it seriously. If you want Allah to talk to you, open the Quran and start reading. I don't know how to read. I say, you have to learn even Surah Al-Fatiha. Now we have to pray, we'll read Surah Al-Fatiha and small book. We made you a small book about Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha had 7 ayahs. The book has 70 pages about Surah Al-Fatiha. So you can pick it up on your way out and see how you can benefit from it. We have also, we Muslims in America, immigrants. Allah brought you here. Why? Why, Allah, you brought me to America? He said, because I selected you from your relatives, from your friends, from your family to come to America. Why? He said, because there are 40 million Americans. 40 million Americans who are agnostic, not atheist. They are confused. And look at the sky, oh God, where are you? We are mixed, we want to live, we want to die, we are still confused. He said, don't worry, I brought you Muhammad, Mahmoud, Ali, Fatima, Zainab, Khadija from every corner of the whole world. They are Muslims, and they are going to show you the beauty of Islam. Think it over, what should we do now to those American non-Muslims, neighbors to start with, and give them the gift of Ramadan. Bring any halwa. This is what we do around our masjid and around our house. We brought halwa from Saudi Arabia, from Turkey, from Syria, from Pakistan, packages of halwa. And we put 2 varieties of halwa with 4 books about Islam, and a letter about Ramadan. They know it, they were shocked. Why you gave it to us? Well, we didn't do anything. I said, because you are our neighbors. And Islam told us to take care of our neighbors, 3 varieties of neighbors. One neighbor is a Muslim family, another one a Muslim non-family, a third one a non-Muslim. And you are responsible for them from the Quran. Allah saying you are responsible. And I brought you, Allah will tell you, I brought you to America to take care of them. Think it over today before you leave the masjid after Salah, what gift you want to give to your American neighbors and friends and even the American business people around your masjid. Otherwise, they will sue us in the day of judgment. Ya Allah, this crazy Muslim, he changed his name even from Muhammad into Michael. Can you imagine? From Fatima, Zainab into Elizabeth. And they did not tell us they are Muslim. Take them to hell. Otherwise, we would have accepted Islam. We had a book also, we wrote a book about 55 Americans who accepted Islam, and each one of them wrote an article about himself and herself. If you want, you can read it and give it to other We are giving it to non-Muslims much more than Muslims. To let them see how non-Muslims accepted Islam. And they have written something about that. My love for all of you, in this month of Ramadan, there is the idea of fitra and zakat. Why do Allah want you to pay zakat? IRS charge you 20%, 30%, 40%. Allah says no, 2.5%.
2.5%.
2.5% after you deduct and deduct whatever you save. Here in America, no. They deduct it before they give it to you. Even your monthly check, deduct it before they give it to you. I told the Americans many times, why don't we go downtown LA and make a demonstration against IRS? And say they are thieves, they are stealing the money of every citizen, and we should not
be cut.
It's up to you. Yeah, you have to do for time. I'll do one with you. My love for all of you. Ramadan has been sent as a visitor and a guest from Allah to each one of us. To train us how to improve ourselves. Don't worry about what you have done before. Think it over. What should I do? I should take care of the needy people, yes. And then I should help them as much as possible, whether they are your relatives or not. Every day a good number of sisters call me on the phone in our masjid, crying, want to be helped. One of them, her husband died, had no insurance, life insurance or anything. She has nothing, and she has a child, girl, 6 years old. She goes from house to house, I'll give you my daughter today, I'll give it tomorrow to another. And she lives in the car, in the street. Another one had worse than that. They accepted her, friends accepted her to stay in their house where? In the garage. Another one, man, was helping his son, sending $50,000 a year to finish his education in America. After war took place in the Middle East some years ago, he came here bankrupt. His son told him, Daddy, I cannot accommodate you in my house. Go and find another place. He said, I have nothing, I'm bankrupt. He said, the only thing I can give you, garage, I'll put you in the garage and you have to pay the rent of the garage.
Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel.
Where? Our children, did we raise them with this type of think of yourself, those young brothers and sisters, when you reach the age of senior citizens, 65 and 70 and 80, who's going to take care of you? Nobody. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Therefore, we have to train our children. No. We have to train ourselves before we train our children. No matter how old we are, how young we are, each one of us has to think how I should help as much as possible. Every masjid does need the help. I tell Muslims, when you are planning to enter the masjid, look where is the donation box and put donation. If you forgot, when you are leaving, you have to donate double. I repeat. When you are coming in, you put $1 supposedly. But I forgot to put $1. So when I'm leaving, I have to put $2 to teach myself in the future, so I can't get out of it. I should remember how to invest with the bank of Allah. Any dollar that you are going to give today for the bank of Allah is in the bank of Allah, not Bank of America. BOA, Bank of America? No, forget about it. It's Bank of Allah. Not Bank of Arabs, no. Bank of Asia, no. Bank of Africa, no. Bank of Afghanistan, no. BOA. The only BOA which is the true BOA is Bank of Allah. Every dollar that you donate vis-a-vis equals 700% compounded capital on a daily basis. Compounded capital on a daily basis. Not compounded interest, compounded. The dollar that you pay now equals 700, tomorrow 1400, day after 2800, and then 56. And the Dell Journal is going to be as big as Jabal Uhud. You say, Allah, I did not pay all these. He said, you paid it in the bank of Allah, and I invested it for you. In Ramadan, much more than that. That 700% multiplied by 70. The dollar you give today equals $49,000 compounded capital on the daily basis in the bank of Allah. Be generous and don't be stingy. When you are going to die, I wish I donated. I wish I did. When you die, Your relatives and friends go with you to the grave. Your wealth, money goes with you to your grave. And your deeds and actions. They leave you there, your relatives and friends come back, the money and wealth come back, and only deeds and actions stay with you in the grave. So why don't we invest before we die, so as we'll be accredited in the Book of Allah? Nobody can tell me there are no needy Muslims. Millions and millions of Muslims in the Muslim world are in need. And here in America, here in LA, in Altadena, in Pasadena, there are a good number of Muslim brothers, sisters who are in desperate need of help. If you tell me, I'm shocked. I don't think there is any need. I said, that is Shaitan's attitude to tell you nobody is needy, so why should I give money? My love for all of you, I talk too much. I have still many other points about Ramadan and how much we should make Laylatul Qadr and how we should make Sahur. فَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. You have to wake up for Sahur. If you don't wake up for Sahur and you say, oh, I sleep midnight, why should I wake up at 3:30 or whatever, 4 o'clock? Sahur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَتَجَلَّى عَلَى عِبَادِهِ فِي الثُّلُثِ الْأَخِيرِ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Allah exalts Himself at Sahari time throughout the whole year, at Sahur time. And He says, I am waiting for you, talk to me.
Yeah.
Are you needy? I'll take care of you. Are you sick? I'll heal you. Are you in trouble? I'll save your trouble. And all. يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب والجهنم فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. Oh, my teachers, I am ready to forgive you. You know that you have made mistakes. Nobody is going to forgive you, etc. Think it over what you should do before leaving the masjid. I hope you forgive me that I talk too long. And I'm supposed to give khutbah like Osman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. His khutbah was 1 minute. After introduction, أما بعد أيها الناس أنتم بأحوج إلى إمام فعال منكم إلى إمام قوال. That's the whole khutbah. Oh people, you are in need an imam, a man of action, not a man of talk. That's the end of the khutbah. سبحان الله
خير الخلائق أقل ودل
وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين يا عباد الله استغفروا ربكم
اللهم اغفر لنا ان
شاء الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أما بعد يقول الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن أزواج محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن الصحابة والسابعين والتابعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اجعلنا مقيمي الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم احينا مسلمين اللهم متنا مؤمنين اللهم احشرنا مع الانبياء والشهداء والصالحين اللهم من اراد بالاسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن اراد به شرا فقل له عزيز مقتدر يا رب العالمين رجاءنا اليك يا رب العالمين ان تتقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا ودعانا واغفر لنا خطايانا انك انت الغفور
امين يا رب
سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله اقم الصلاه